I was trying to organize my thoughts, what to share with you as the fast is coming to an end. And not only is the fast coming to an end, but so is this period, this time of the year, a time that to a degree we dread, a time that rudely interrupts our summer and its plans by the obligations, the restrictions, the 3 weeks turning into the 9 days, Shavu Shechalbo, and ultimately the observance of Tisha B'Av. But as we end the fast, as we count down to 8:51 this evening, the period of Bein HaMitzarim, between the straits, comes to a close. Last week I was in New York and I spent some time, I went to meet with the Skver Rebbe. And in our meeting I spoke to him about some personal questions, and then I submitted some names of people from our community who are in desperate need of Refuah Shlema, people who very badly need the kindness of the Almighty, the Ribono Shalom, to shower them with His goodness. I asked the Rebbe to daven for them, to give a bracha. And the Rebbe shared with me a very famous insight of the Maggid of Mezrich. Pasuk in Eicha we read last night, from which the name Bein HaMitzarim comes, says, Korodfea Hisigua Bein HaMitzarim. Describes the Jewish people when we were pursued. Jewish people when we were oppressed and persecuted in the context of the Churban, of the destruction, Korod Fea, all who were pursuing Hisigua, they caught up Bein HaMitzarim, between the straits. And therefore we refer to this period as Bein HaMitzarim, the days between Shabbos or Batamas and Tisha B'Av. The Maggid of Mezrich encouraged us not to read Korod Fea, but Kol Rodef Ka. Whoever is chasing the Ribono Shel Olam, if you're longing and looking for a relationship with Hashem, if you feel lost and distant, and you feel Hashem is not accessible, and you wonder, what is His role in your life? Does He care? Is He there? Does He love you? If you're chasing a relationship with Hashem, Hisigua, you can attain Him, you can catch up. When? Bein HaMitzarim, during this time. And the Maggid explained that when the king is in his palace, when the king sits on his throne, it's very difficult to get an audience with him, to get past his guards, to get past his cabinet. It's very challenging to get an audience, to ask of him what you need. But when the king leaves the palace, when the king is out of his environment, when the king is on the road, any commoner, any farmer, any villager, if they know the king is out of his palace, they can find him and they can garner an audience. And so it is, says the Maggid, when Shechinta Begalusa, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when God leaves His palace, Siluk HaShechina, He has withdrawn from His Beis HaMikdash. The king, Kaviyachol Hashem, is out of His palace. He's on the road. And while normally there are layers and layers, and you need connections and connections in order to try to have an audience, when the king is on the road, any commoner can find Him. We have access to Him. And so very paradoxically, though He has chosen to leave His palace as a statement of His disappointment in us, paradoxically, at the very same time, it is in that darkness, it is in that low point, that we have greater access to Him, that we can find Him. The Rebbe said to me, let those people know, and that I should know, we should all know, that our davening in this Bein HaMitzarim, of which there are literally only a few minutes left, the king is out of his palace, and we have access to Him, to pour out our heart, to tell Him what's on our mind, to confide in Him, and to express gratitude to Him, and to plead of Him, and to even tell Him what we're upset, what we're disappointed, what we object to, what we protest to, and the way that He's running His world. But now we have, unparalleled in the year, the end of this 3 week period in which we can have an audience with Him. And so as we leave this period, and it's with a little joy, a geschmack, check in the calendar, it'll be behind us, back to our regular routine, back to the swimming and the music and the meat and the haircuts. In the yeshiva world, Bein Hazmanim will begin in between the periods of intense learning, a time of vacation. And we think that it's behind us, but to a certain degree, it's sad to leave. It's sad to leave because the king will be back in his palace. But we know Tisha B'Av, as sad as it is, and the sorrow that it stands for also, is rich and pregnant with opportunity. Pasuk we read in Eicha, Kara Alei Moed, we omit a Tachanun, because today is a Yontif. It's not just we anticipate when it will be a Yontif, it'll be transformed into a holiday. Mashiach will come, we'll be in Yerushalayim, no more enemies, no more boycotts, no more isolation, no more attacks. The world will see what we've known all along, the hand of Hashem, His dominion and providence in the world. The world will join us in trying to repair the world in His image and according to His plan. One day, this day, Tisha B'Av will be turned into a festive Yontif, but not only in the future, it's called a Moed already now. Gemara says, that a person who's misabel, it's very interesting, the form of the verb, hitpael, reflexive. A person who transforms themselves, who feels that pain, who taps into the energy of Tisha B'Av properly, who used that day with all of its meaning, not just to pass the time. Zocha v'roa in the present, not someday, yizke v'yireh, not you will merit, you'll be alive, you'll merit, you'll be the first one there. No, Zocha v'roa, on Tisha B'Av, right now, in these last moments, if we feel that pain, the churban of the people around us who are struggling and suffering, the churban of the state of affairs, the condition of the Jewish world with its divisiveness and infighting, the churban of anti-Semitism in the place of the Jew in the world after all these years, if we tap into it and feel it, if we're pained by it, if we're misabel, we transform ourselves to feel it, then zocha v'roa in real time. So much so that the Chazal tell us the Mashiach is born on Tisha B'Av. If you'd guess, if you'd ask me, any day of the year Mashiach would be born, Tisha B'Av would be the last day. Tisha B'Av. Sad videos, sad presentations, endless Holocaust movies, sad kinos, sad stories. If we don't feel the sadness, we manufacture the sadness for ourselves, and that's the day that Mashiach is born. This is not just a nice idea of Chazal, it's actually quoted in Halacha. We don't follow it. The Birkei Yosef quotes it. It's based on a Beis Yosef and a Kolbo. That some communities, we don't have this minhag. Some communities, there's a minhag on Tisha B'Av afternoon to wash the floor and clean the house. Not just because you're passing the time and trying to find something to do. There was the minhag to clean the floor and to wash the floor and clean the house in anticipation. Mashiach was born on Tisha B'Av. He's coming. He's coming. He's here. He's here. And although it seems like unnecessary work and a distraction, it was evidence. It was actual fulfillment of the belief, of the confidence. Mashiach is born on Tisha B'Av. The Maharal in Netzach Yisrael in 26th chapter addresses this concept. What does it mean Mashiach is born? First of all, if he was born last Tisha B'Av, two Tisha B'Avs ago, 50 Tisha B'Avs ago, how is he born this Tisha B'Av? Is he born anew every Tisha B'Av? Who is he? How old is he? How does he keep having these birthdays and be reborn? What exactly does it mean Mashiach is born on Tisha B'Av? Says the Maharal, Kvar amarnu lamala ki churban habayis hu siba lahaviyaso, shadavar hashalom lo yishave, v'kasher charav habayis, az ro'i sheyavo Mashiach. When something is b'shleimuso, when something is perfect, when something is in its glory, when it's complete, when it's not lacking, then you can't have longing. When there's wholeness and completion, there's no longing and yearning. To have longing and yearning, you have to have brokenness and incompletion. And that's what he says, it means that Mashiach is born on Tisha B'Av. Haleida zos ain't a leida mamish gashmis. Kemo shaya inyan ko leida. It doesn't mean Mashiach is literally born. Was it in West Boca, Boca Regional? It doesn't mean he's born in the maternity ward literally on Tisha B'Av. Ain't a chacham a medabra me'inyan a gashmi klal. Rak mufshat min agashmi. Ritzonam lomar shenolad ha-mashiach hainu mitzad etzem koach ha-mashiach. Shu nimtze ba'olam. What it means is the power to bring Mashiach. The energy of hope, of optimism, of transformation. The kind of commitment to avas chinam, to love one another. The kind of commitment to care, to be sensitive. The kind of commitment to turn back to Torah. That we were accused in the reading this morning, the Torah reading, of having abandoned. All of that creates the environment and the condition in which Mashiach is born, the energy of Mashiach, the environment of Mashiach, the invitation to Mashiach, says the Maharal. Ki kodem shacharav habayis lo shayach Mashiach ba'olam klal, hashalom lo yishave. V'kasher charav habayis az yesh ba'olam koach mashalo haya kodem, v'yesh kan ha'eda shu siba el ha'avaya. Again, very paradoxically, Kotzker said, there's nothing as whole as a broken heart. And so the brokenness we felt today gives us a sense of being whole. The brokenness that we were a broken people, the brokenness that we were broken in our emuna, that we felt so distant, so absent, that Hashem is so inaccessible, the brokenness in our relationships, the brokenness in our condition. It's only when we tap into the brokenness that we can feel whole. Kol zman that we think we're whole, ironically, we're not. It's only when there's separation. When you say goodbye to your kids before they go to camp, you have a yearning to give them the biggest hug. A husband and wife separate, a business trip for the summer, it creates a longing, a yearning. It reignites a desire, a flame. It creates an energy of redemption, of rebirth, of renewal. The most intense love is born from a place of absence. And so, my friends, as we enter Bein Hazmanim, as we put the Bein HaMitzarim behind us, it's not a time to check it off and to move on and to be relieved we're done. But Mashiach was born on Tisha B'Av, the energy, the pregnant with possibility comes, but he's not here yet. He doesn't actually arrive until we realize that energy that was born today. If tomorrow we go back to the way it was last week, if next week we go back to the way it was before Shavuos or Batamas, the name calling, the infighting, the marginalizing, the hypercriticism, the judgment, the cynicism, the sarcasm, the coming late, the talking during davening, the finding no time to learn though we have time for other things. If we go back to exactly the way it was, the things that we had regret and remorse, the piece of ourselves that we mourned and sat Shiva for this morning, the potential that was unrealized, if we go back to the way it was, Mashiach might have been born, but he dies as quickly as he was born. That possibility, that energy dissipates and disappears as quickly as it was created. It's up to us. As we enter the period, we've said Nachem at Mincha, and we'll enter the period, transition now to the week and the Shabbos of Shabbos Nachamu. The Nechama comes not because we have the Beis HaMikdash back, in a sense nothing's different than the way it was. The only thing that's different is us. And the Nechama is, we are different. Nachamu, Nachamu, Ami, says the Slonim Rebbe, if we act like Ami, Im, Am is Im. If we act in consonance with one another, in collaboration, in love, in partnership, as a people with one another, Ami, if we are together, the Nachamu, Nachamu, that in fact is the greatest Nechama. There is no edifice yet, there is no Beis HaMikdash until then. Bilvavi Mishkan Evne, the Sefer Charedim, who authored this song, teaches that until we have the building is in our hearts. We reconstruct it in the way we relate to one another and in the way we relate to the Ribono Shel Olam. And so, Kadosh Baruch Hu's home has not yet been rebuilt and he's not yet taken up residence. So where is he until then? Kotzker also said, was asked by a chassid, where can I find Hashem? Where is the Ribono Shel Olam? Where is God? The Kotzker famously said, Hashem can be found wherever you let Him in. With Tisha B'Av behind us, let's make the effort to let Him in our lives. Not to leave today and this morning and the accomplishments we've achieved in the past, but to let Him in our homes and in our hearts. To let Him in our actions and our behaviors. To let Him in our attitudes to others and to Him.